This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Big event coming up in Santa Clara, California, the 22nd through the 24th of April. It's the Data Storage Innovation Conference, and Wayne Adams of SNIA is playing a big role in this program, and Wayne joins us right now. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being with us.
Hey, glad to be here today. Thanks.
You know, you've got one of the best titles I've ever heard, Chairman Emeritus of SNIA. What do you do? What does that title enable you to do?
Well, first you got to earn the title through many years of being a chairman, and so being the emeritus, that means I'm still active in promoting all the programs of the organization, working cross industry on strategic alliances and relationships, and being a continued voice for the organization. And it's an honorable title to be received, and the current board of directors made that decision to award that title for me to use to continue to build SNIA's relevance in the industry.
Well, the relevance in the industry continues with the Data Storage Innovation Conference on the 22nd through 24th of April. What will people learn by going to this event?
There's been a long-standing tradition that SNIA has been involved in events in both the springtime and fall, and the Data Storage Innovation Conference is a new named event that we're bringing forth. It has a lot of traditional event elements that you have seen SNIA involved in. It includes our tutorial program, includes a hands-on lab program, training and refresh classroom experiences for those seeking a SNIA IT professional credential, as well as main stage speakers, including industry analysts, vendors, and other luminaries, carrying out what are the cutting-edge areas of data storage, new storage technologies, what's going on with storage, with software-defined storage, the cloud, non-volatile memory, and so on. And it's about coming to an event and networking with vendors, analysts, leaders, and other end users. Forgot to mention that there will be case studies presented by end users on their experiences of running their storage infrastructure in their organization, and what their thoughts are for what they're investing in next.
One of the things that you brought up very interesting to me is the certification program. That's very important.
Yes, it is. Every year there's salary surveys and surveys of what's the right type of credentials to have if you've got a career in IT, and storage continues to be a very lucrative place to make a living in IT, and carrying credentials that are both vendor-specific as well as vendor-neutral like those from SNIA. Add credibility and to one's resume to demonstrate to their employer that they're running a very good organization for their storage and their data, as well as for those that want to advance their career and consult in industry and so forth. And the credentials carry a value-added incentive for those that go and pursue that.
The hands-on labs, too, since you're not at a world or you're at something that is run by a vendor, you're at a place that is vendor-neutral. You get to touch and feel and run without being harangued. That has to be very important to the end user.
It is, and before all the startup worlds got the conferences were really launched in full stream, SNIA was working on hands-on labs since the early 2000s. Our end-user council that was representative of end-users across industry, they identified the need for the need and experience to get in front of new technology and have a sense of it so that they could then make better assessments and valuations and saying, is this type of technology I want to be introducing to my organization? And it's all done under a vendor-neutral type of delivery and program. So even though you're working on specific products for the lab exercises, it's not meant to be an infomercial of try this feature and buy this product. It's about understand the technology, that if it's about virtualization or it's about just doing SAN management, it's the concepts and the constructs behind it and not the specific features of a specific product. When we put this together, we thought about, well, if you go to this new tutorial in a classroom, that's the theory. You learn about the technology, then go into a lab and have the practice. And so short of needing to buy a specific solution, that was the overall educational experience that we wanted to have someone go through over the course of a multi-day event, so that you could have the theory and the practice, plus the discussion, as well as listening to case studies. And so it's raising knowledge from multiple perspectives so that when an attendee leaves the event, they can go have a very constructive conversation with their management to do an ROI justification for improving and up-leveling their infrastructure or investing in new solutions, and to get all that knowledge in one conference from multiple different perspectives is what SNIA has been doing for many years, and that's what the experience for any attendee will be at the DSI conference.
Vendor participation, you know, people coming out and letting people run their equipment, letting folks run the equipment that they're selling, that is it's a good value for the vendor too, is it not?
Vendor participation events is multifold, and the one aspect of having product and solutions as part of their expo hall booth, as well as being able to demonstrate just knowledge and expertise in the domain if they are working in a one of the hands-on labs. And we have, besides the typical type of expectation of, okay, there's the sales and marketing and technical engineering and support of marketing folks at the event, you also have CTOs there, pre-sales and post-sales people there that are also getting the same training that the rest of the industry is getting about what are the leading edge trends and what are some of the best practices that are going on and case studies.
Yes, George Crum from Storage Switzerland will be there as well. Just about the entire Storage Switzerland team will be there. Having the analyst community there, people like George who are known worldwide for their work, that has to help the conference as well.
It does. You know, people like George and yourself are afforded the opportunity to talk to many different people in industry and then boil down, simplify it, and then carry a voice of authority back to the to the industry through your podcast program, your presentations that you do on stage, and other types of briefing papers that you may produce. You get the whole picture there, and then you give some of the analysis. Is this really ready for prime time, or is this still a little bit too early, or is it mature? And if you haven't done it yet, you're a laggard. So there's a lot of value from the analyst community on how you interact with the vendors as well as how you advise your consuming clients.
I'm sure you're excited about the event.
Absolutely. This is where SNIA has the opportunity to bring its latest tutorial material back out on stage, and then also re-engage with parts of the industry, work with our friends here in the analyst community, work with our alliance partners at this event, and again, get everyone excited about storage from the vendor-neutral standpoint, so that some of the other events that take place in the industry have more value for those that attend to multiple events.
Wayne Adams is the Chairman Emeritus of SNIA, and he will be at the Data Storage Innovation Conference the 22nd through 24th of April. Go to SNIA.org for more information. Wayne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
And thanks for being on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.